two sisters, both under the age of 15, both incredibly talented pianists, and both juggling being a kid with becoming master musicians. As part of our Young at Art series, VPR's Betty Smith visits sisters Roxanne and Maxine Park in the Upper Valley.
One warm late afternoon, Roxanne Park practices scales inside a church in Norwich as older sister Maxine looks on.
So this piano is a Steinway B, and it's pretty new, so it has really nice action. It has a really beautiful sound that really carries really nicely. And also, it's a church, so it gives us kind of this peace of mind that's really nice to have when we're practicing for competitions that are pretty stressful.
Roxanne is 11 years old, and most days she and 14-year-old Maxine practice here at the Norwich Congregational Church. Distant sounds of a cello lesson drift in as their mom, Ellie Kyung, listens from a pew nearby.
Part of what's really helpful in terms of practicing on, we call them foreign pianos, is that as a pianist you have to play on the piano that's at any given location. So just performing on your piano at home or practicing on your piano at home actually sometimes doesn't help you learn how to adjust.
Roxanne has performed at Symphony Hall in Boston and other big venues like Dartmouth Spalding Auditorium. Maxine has been featured as a soloist with several orchestras, including the New York Concerto Sinfonietta at Carnegie Hall. In some families, two sisters having so much in common might lead to a little sibling rivalry, but both girls say not in theirs.
We're not really competitive, but sometimes it's nice if I beat her.
Like that's ever happened?
Yeah, that's never happened.
We try to help each other, and sometimes the help comes in different forms. So sometimes I'm practicing, and Rox is, like, lying on the couch, and she's like, that's wrong, like, really loudly. I was like, okay, thanks, man. But I don't know. It's more of a supportive environment, I think, also, because, like, when something goes really well, we both kind of know what it feels like, and it's really nice to go through that together.
Yeah, and she helps me a lot when I need help because she has more experience and stuff.
During the week, the two sisters focus on work and school, and that keeps Roxanne mostly near Hanover at Crossroads Academy and Maxine at Phillips Exeter Academy in Exeter, New Hampshire. But as is often the case with Upper Valley residents in search of specialized instruction, never mind performances and competitions, Mom Ellie Kyung allows that weekends involve a lot of travel.
So the girls have been studying with Mila Filatova in Manchester, New Hampshire, since Roxanne was 4 and Maxine was 7 years old. And Maxine also takes lessons with Professor Alexander Corsantia, who is a professor at the New England Conservatory. So we end up kind of with a crazy weekend where we travel between Hanover, then we pick Maxine up at Exeter, then go to Manchester or Boston, and then take her back to school and return home.
But both parents say music has always been part of their lives and something they hoped their daughters would also embrace. As their dad, Andy Park, recalls, he and Kyung met at a piano in college.
I was a sophomore and she was a freshman. It was after a party. There was a piano in the room, so I started playing Chopin's First Concerto, and I was hoping to impress her. So she came over and we talked. Later on, I found out that she was a much more accomplished pianist than I was. But like I enjoy telling the kids, didn't really matter because it worked.
And now their daughters both hope to make music a part of their future, at least in some way. Roxanne imagines living in a big city, like New York City, after college, with access to lots of music. She expects her parents will still live in Hanover, so she could come back, at least to visit. She says the piano and classical music will always be a part of her life. But in fact, after practice, Roxanne has a fencing lesson right next door to the church at Tracy Hall.
Yeah, I really love to fence, and I also really like writing, and I like math too. I like going to math competitions and stuff. My favorite class is history, and I like board games. And sushi.
Maxine hopes to double major in music in college because she's also passionate about writing and science. She never wants to stop learning and creating music, but career-wise, she's not sure where exactly music will fit in.
And actually, earlier today, I was working in an immunology lab at the med school at Dartmouth. That's in Dr. Yina Huang's lab. And she very kindly allows me to learn about immunology and also about lab techniques in her lab. Also, recently, I got into biking with my dad. I got a new bike, and we went really far. I was still sore.
Now the sisters have caught the attention of producers of the weekly NPR program From the Top. Maxine was featured last year, and Roxanne's Dartmouth performance will air nationally and on VPR Classical, but for now, it's another day of practice. And as Roxanne gets ready for fencing class, it's Maxine's turn at the keyboard.
We mostly play classical music, but recently I've gotten into playing the music of Nikolai Kapustin. He's a Russian composer who's actually still alive, and his pieces are more jazzy, which I think is kind of fun.
For VPR News, I'm Betty Smith.